感谢神，我们在这个主日，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thanks be to God, and this Sunday morning, let's consider the Word of God.
那么有没有需要回到主日学的小朋友啊
？If you need to go back to your Sunday school, you're dismissed.
好。感谢神，我们一起起立，我们来读一处圣经的经文。
Praise the Lord, let's all stand up and read the scripture.
如果你身体不太舒服，也可以坐着读啊。
If you're not feeling good, you can remain seated.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的三章，我们从第十九节读到第二十四节。
It's Romans chapter 3:19-24.
罗马书三章十九节起。我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。好，感谢神，神的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
我们知道世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，我们自己都是犯罪的人。
We know that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners.
我们靠我们自己，我们永远没有办法让我们的罪得洁净，罪得赦免。
By ourselves, we can never forgive our own sins and cleanse our own sins.
神爱世人，神愿意万人都得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
God loves the world, and He would rather all to be saved, not a single one missed.
所以主耶稣基督就担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。代替世人接受罪的刑罚。
Lord Jesus bore the sin of this world and died on the cross, and to receive in place of men all the punishment of sin.
让我们一切信靠耶稣的人就罪得赦免，就在上帝的眼中成为无罪的义人。
And we who believe in the Lord Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and in the eyes of God, we become sinless and regarded as righteous.
你圣灵光照我们，让我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们实在是看到我们乃是得到了何等大的恩典，让我们的行事为人也能够与我们所得的恩典能够相称。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us so that we can see how what grace we have received, how great is the grace we have received of us who have been cleansed by the Lord Jesus.
好，我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天呢，一起来读到罗马书的第三章。我们刚才所读的这一段经文呢，被称为圣经中最最重要、最最核心的经文。
The scriptures we read is from chapter 3 of Romans. The scriptures, the several verses we have read, was regarded as the most important verses in the Bible.
因为这几节经文呢，揭示出最核心的真理，就是因信称义的真理。
Because these few verses tells us the most important and fundamental truth of justification by faith.
什么是称义呢？这有人说这也就是一个法律上的一个用语哈。
What is being justified? Some people said is law terms.
简单说就是无罪，这个人无罪，他不是罪人。
Simply put, it is to pronounce someone guiltless.
被称为无罪，被称为义。
To be pronounced guiltless or righteous.
我们都知道世人都犯了罪，都是罪人，尤其是在上帝的眼中。
We know that all have sinned and all are sinners, especially in the eyes of God.
但是上帝却称一些人是无罪的。
But God proclaims that some people are sinless.
那这些人，他 他们为什么被上帝称为无罪呢？是因为他们有好的行为吗？
Why are they justified by God? Is it because they have good behavior?
不是，是因为他们相信耶稣基督。
No, it's because they believed in Lord Jesus.
这就是圣经所启示出来最最核心，我们得蒙救赎的真理，就是因信称义。
This is the fundamental truth revealed by the Bible, justification by faith.
每个人在上帝眼中不再是一个罪人，不是靠这个人的行为，乃是看他是不是有真正信靠主耶稣基督的信心。
Well, God sent us not because we have good works, but by the faith in them.
那么圣经也告诉我们，一个真正信靠耶稣基督的人，他自然就会有好的生命、好的行为呈现出来，或者说活出来。
The Bible tells us a man who trusts in the Lord naturally will have good works, good deeds lived out.
因为上帝的圣灵会在他身上结出圣灵的果子。
Because the Spirit of God will produce good fruit in him.
但是呢，这个好的生命的呈现、好的行为的呈现，这是一个结果，而不是原因。
But these good works produced is not.A reason, but as the result.
也就是真正信靠耶稣的人，被上帝所称义的人，他们自然生命就会有重生，就会有改变，就会有好的行为活出来，而不是因为他们有好行为才被上帝称义。
Those who believe in the Lord and they have been regenerated, they will have good works. Lived out, not because they have good works and they are justified.
事实上，圣经也告诉我们，我们在前段时间的主日信息当中，我们反复的讨论思想了。圣经告诉我们，我们人看来的所谓好行为，在上帝的眼中看，其实仍然是污秽的衣裳。
And in our previous Sunday messages, we have been talking about that the so-called good works in people's eyes are but filthy rags in God's eyes.
我们本来就是穿衣服要来遮蔽自己的羞耻啊。我们的始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪之后，他们用无花果树的叶子来做衣服、做裙子来遮蔽自己的羞耻。
When workers try to cover our shames, our ancestors Adam and Eve, and when they sinned, they tried to use the leaves of the fig trees to cover their shames.
但这衣服本身其实就是污秽的。
But the clothes themselves are filthy.
我们就是本来污秽的衣服，再来遮蔽我们的污秽。
We're trying to use filthy rags to cover our shames.
那圣经就形容，哪怕人的一些好行为，事实上就好像这个遮羞的。污秽的衣服。
So the Bible tells us that the so-called good works are but filthy rags.
所以上帝根本就不看这个人的行为来判断他是一个罪人还是一个没有罪的义人。
So God does not judge a person to be righteous or not by his works.
简单的说就是不用看，都有罪。
Simply put, he does not have to look at their behavior. All have sinned.
那么上帝看什么呢？看这个人，就是我们刚才经文所读的，是不是真正的来信靠主耶稣基督
？But God looks at if a person truly believes in the Lord Jesus.
那么这个人如果真的信靠主耶稣基督，神的义就加在他身上了。
If a person truly believes in the Lord Jesus, the righteousness of God is on him.
那神的义到底是什么呢
？What is the righteousness of God?
就是耶稣在地上行事为人的时候，耶稣是没有罪的。
When Jesus was on the earth, he was sinless.
耶稣满足上帝一切律法的要求。
Jesus has satisfied all the requirements of the law of God.
耶稣全然无罪。
Jesus is completely sinless.
耶稣的生命所呈现出来的这种义，这种无罪，就加在那些信耶稣的人身上。
The righteousness of the Lord Jesus that lived out by him is upon all those who believe in him.
所以上帝看那些信耶稣的人， 啊，不是看这些人他们自己的行为，而是看哦，这些人身上披着耶稣基督的义。
So when God looks at those who believe in the Lord Jesus, the Lord does not look at their own righteousness or their own good works, but look at the righteousness of the Lord Jesus on them.
所以也可以说，上帝透过那些信耶稣的人看见的是耶稣的义。
We can say that the Lord Jesus, the God, sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ on those who believe in Jesus.
啊，所以上帝称信耶稣的人为义。
So God called those who believe in Jesus righteous.
那么义性称义的真理呢？可以说与这个世界上其他一切的宗教信仰是完全不同。
You can see the truth of justification by faith is different from all other religions in the world.
也跟我们人很多的想法啊，就是传统的观念也是截然相反。
It is also different from man's reasonings and our culture and thinking.
那么其他的宗教信仰呢，基本上都是在说啊，你要有好行为，你要积累你的功德。那么，这样的话呢，有一天你可以去到天堂啊、极乐世界呀、或者逃避地狱啊这样的。
All other religions generally teach people that people must work hard and practice asceticism, accumulate the virtues and merit and to do good works in order to receive good rewards and go to heaven or paradise or to escape the punishment in hell.
但是基督教的圣经所启示出来的真理却不是这样的，就是你，我们可以被上帝看为无罪，跟我们的行为，不是靠我们的行为。
The Christian faith is different. We are called sinless by God, not by because of our works.
而是看我们是否真正的来信靠耶稣基督。
But whether we truly believe in the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以我们也都知道，就是当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他身边有两个强盗跟他一同钉十字架。
We know when Jesus was crucified, there were two robbers on each side of him.
那么其中有一个强盗呢，耶稣带他去到天家，回到乐园了。
One of the robbers was led by the Lord Jesus to the paradise.
是不是这个强盗有什么好行为呢？
Is that because the robbers had some good things or good behavior?
不是的，仅仅因为这个强盗在众人都不相信耶稣的时候，在都最不可能相信耶稣的时候，这个强盗他居然信耶稣。
It's because that robber, when all other people the most likely to believe in the Lord Jesus and that he believed in the Lord.
仅仅因为他信靠耶稣是神的儿子，并且信靠耶稣有一天还会再来，那么他的信心让耶稣看到，那么他就在乐园里。他有什么好行为呢？他是一个强盗。
Simply because he believed that Jesus is the Son of God and one day he will come, and not because he was, he had some good words, because he was a robber. So that robber was the most typical example of justification by faith.
啊，为什么说在耶稣钉十字架的那个时刻是人们最难以相信耶稣是神的儿子的时刻呢？
Why do we say that the moment Lord Jesus was crucified is the least likely moment for people to believe in him?
因为那个时候人们都说，你又是神的儿子，你下来啊。
Because we
救自己啊。
Say that if you are the Son of God, come down, save yourself because you are the Son of God.
但耶稣却没有这样做。
But Jesus didn't do that.
哎，但是这一个强盗他居然相信。
But that robber, he believed.
好，这就是圣经所启示出来的，因信称义的真理。人被上帝看为无罪，上帝不是看这个人的行为，上帝看这个人是否相信耶稣基督。
This is the truth revealed in the Bible of justification by faith, and God looks at man as sinless, not because of their works, but by their faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们是否同意，我们是否认同，这改变不了，这是一个真理，这是一个事实。
Whether we agree with it or not, cannot change it because it is a truth.
那么我也听到有些人说啊，就是尤其是一些就是 不相信耶稣基督的一些朋友啊，一些朋友，他们就说，哎呀，你们基督徒总是在说因信称义，因信称义啊，被上帝啊称为无罪。那我碰到有些朋友，他就说，那我根本不在乎，我不在乎上帝怎么看我。
I heard some non-believers say that you Christians always say justification by faith, but I actually don't care whether other people sees me or God sees me.
他说我就连那个看得见摸得到的人怎么看我，我都不在乎，我何况看不见的神怎么看我呢？我更不在乎了。
I don't even care about what people views me. How can I care about the invisible? How the invisible God sees me?
我当然会给他讲了，这个上帝的审判呐、啊，上帝的愤怒啊，天堂地狱，我当然会跟他讲这些。但是他不信。
Of course, I shared with him about God's judgment and the wrath of God and heaven and hell, but he didn't believe those.
啊，我根本不相信你们基督徒说那套，我根本不相信神，那我根本不在乎神怎么看我。
And he said, I don't care about, I don't believe what you Christians said, those things. I don't even care about it.
啊，所以称义不称义跟我没关系。
Justification or not, it has nothing to do with me.
啊，甚至有人说人怎么看我，我都不在乎。
And they even said, I don't even care what other people.Sees me or judges me.
这段时间呢，我就发现我的女儿她常常说一句话。
And recently, I noticed that my daughter always says such a sentence.
我女儿她有时候画一幅画呀，或者她玩一个小游戏啊，或者我有时候带她出去打那个小保龄球啊，她们做了以后，她总问一句 ，Did I pass?
When my daughter drew a picture, or we played a game, or we sometimes play a mini bowling, and they always say, "Did I pass?"
他就说，那你说，哎，我做的怎么样啊？我有没有通过呀？就这个意思。
And she was wondering, "How did I do? And did I pass?"
当然我们也没有来用这个东西来考验，都没有了。但他就想，就像这样说，我也不知道他从哪看到，他就是总算是这样讲 ，"Did I pass? Did I pass?"
I don't know why she was always saying that, but she always said, "Did I pass? Did I pass?"
后来我就知道她是渴望得到我们的对她的认可。
Later, we learned that she was eager to get our recognition.
后来我们去学校接她的时候，听她老师也是这样讲的。哎，你们家女儿真是有意思啊，总是说 "Did I pass? Did I pass?" 那老师也蛮高兴，哎，就她总是这样问。
And then when we pick her up at school, and her teacher also told us that she likes to say, "Did I pass? Did I pass?" And the teacher enjoyed her asking of them.
所以她也是非常渴望得到老师的认可，或者得到同学的认可。
So she is also eager to get the recognition from her teacher.
其实我觉得这在孩子当中是非常非常普遍和常见的现象。孩子非常渴望得到父母的认可。或者是得到老师啊、同学的认可。
I think this is very common among children, and they are eager to get the recognition from their parents and their teachers.
孩子去参加一个什么活动啊，参加一个什么比赛，都多么渴望他的父母能够在那里能够看到他。
When they go to an activity or a game or a match, and they are so eager that their parents will be there to watch them.
如果他的爸爸妈妈根本不在那里，或者根本就不在乎，那个孩子多么失望。
And if their parents are not there, if their parents don't care about them, their games at all, and they will be very disappointed.
很多父母也在追求得到孩子的认可。
And many parents are seeking the recognition from their children.
妈妈精心的准备晚餐啊，希望孩子能够吃得开心。
The mom carefully prepares a dinner, hope that her children will enjoy it.
孩子大口说，哎呀，好吃好吃啊！妈妈看着心里真的很高兴。
And the children eat very happily and said it's delicious, and the mom will be very glad.
如果孩子只吃一口又不吃了，哎呀，那妈妈心里好难受啊。
If the child only eat a bite and refuses to eat, and the mom will be
hurt. 孩子不认可他所做的。
Child recognizes what she has done.
其实很多父亲也是这样啊，努力工作，努力赚钱，给孩子创造最好的条件啊。
It's the same with many fathers, and they work so hard to earn money to provide the best for their children.
啊，孩子长大了，我们房子要换大一点，我们车子换大一点，啊，我们孩子的学校也给他选的好一点。
When their children grow up, they try to get a bigger house, a bigger car, and transfer to a better school.
啊，如果孩子说，哎呀，这个新房子太好了。啊，那个新车太好太大了！哎呀，这个学校我也喜欢。那个爸爸心里非常高兴，得到了认可呀。
If the child said, "Ah, the house is so big, the car is so good, and this I like that school," then the father will be very glad because he received the recognition.、
啊、如果这个 teenager 的孩子长大了，你看，哎呦，这个房子好老土啊，我都不想让我同学来玩。
If the teenager child said that.This house is too out of fashion. I don't want my classmate to visit me.
哎呀，这车好土啊！你不要开到学校来。
Your car is so out of date and don't drive to school.
啊，学校我也不喜欢。
I don't like that school.
爸爸听到这样的话，心里就好难受啊。
And the father will be sad when hearing those.
不被认可。
He did not receive the recognition.
妻子希望得到丈夫的认可。
Wives likes to receive recognition from their husband.
哎呀，真是个好女人呐、
啊、！A really good woman.
那丈夫当然也希望得到妻子的认可啊。
Husbands will receive wants to receive recognition from his wife.
啊，我的丈夫太好了 ，wonderful man.
My husband is a wonderful man.
啊。如果夫妻双方都没有从对方得到认可，我们想想这个家庭该是多痛苦啊！那婚姻该多痛苦啊
！If both husband and wife didn't receive recognition from each other, we can imagine how miserable the marriage would be.
所以圣经记载，当大卫高高兴兴跳舞，把神的约柜接回来，结果他的妻子就嘲笑他。
And the Bible records that when David rejoiced and danced to welcome back the Ark of God, and his wife laughed at him.
他说：“你看你还是当王的，你看你今天在这里像个轻贱的人一样，那露体跳舞，你好大的荣耀哦！”讽刺他。
And his wife laughed at him and said, "You are a king, but you are dancing here like some base fellows."
然后呢？那大卫当然听了这样的话，当然心里很不高兴，很不高兴啊。
And of course, David was not happy to hear those words.
啊，这个是记在《撒母耳记下》的第六章啊。结果大卫他其实用来回复的话，其实是有赌气啊，非常赌气讲的话。
And this was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, and his response to his wife was kind of out of his anger.
啊，你看不起我啊！你嘲笑我啊！你看我是卑贱的人，那我就更卑贱。
Since you show contempt to me and see that I'm a base fellow, and I will be more abased.
你看不起那些女人，那些女人她尊敬我。
And those women that you show contempt and look down upon, and they will respect me.
结果我们都知道，后来大卫那真的就干了更卑贱的事儿了，是不是
？Later we know that David.Did more abased things.
那他嘲笑他，他的妻子就开心吗？不开心，一生痛苦啊。
And his wife laughed at him. Was she happy? No, he was even more miserable.
啊，圣经说他一生到死日没有生养女儿。
And she remained childless until her death.
孩子希望得到父母的认可，父母希望得到孩子的认可，男人希望得到丈夫希望得到女人的认可，女人希望得到丈夫的认可，甚至连亿万富翁都希望得到认可。我们上次主日信息看到，亿万富翁还在乎他的排名，是不是？
Children, the parents need recognition from each other. Husband and wives need recognition from each other. Even billionaires need recognition from others. They care about their rankings in the wealth list.
啊，我听见很多很多的，很多时候我听到抱怨的，包括我自己，我又反省我自己。啊，我抱怨，我想这很多很多抱怨，其实到底在抱怨什么呢？其实很多时候我们会发现，我们自己去思想，发现就是好像我没有得到某种认可。我觉得我应该得到某种认可啊！你得到某种认可啊！我的丈夫不认可，我的妻子不认可，我父母不认可我，孩子不认可我，或老板不认可我，就 很痛苦。
A lot of times I heard many complaints from different people, and I think to some extent, all complaints is that we didn't, it's because we didn't get certain recognition from other people, our bosses, our husband, our parents, our wives, and our colleagues.
其实我们可以稍微思考一下，就是我们审查我们自己，有时候我们心里不开心啊，我们心里有怨言，你到底为什么？到底为什么？到底为什么？往往就是好像没有得到某种认可。
If we think further, a lot of times when we try to complain, the complaints were actually expressing that we are lacking certain of recognition from others.
这不是我们在追求虚荣啊，这也不是我们要自我膨胀，就是我们要得到认可，这是我们的一个天性。
It's not because we of vanity or of arrogance or pride. It is our nature or instinct that we want to get certain kind of recognition.
当得到认可的时候，我们才看到自己的价值。
When we are recognized, we see our true value.
这个价值啊，它是被赋予的。
Value is given.
你就好像这里有一把椅子，没有人要它。
For example, there is a chair that no one wants.
那就没有人赋予它价值。
And no one gives the value to it.
那这个椅子存在的意义就不存在了。
And what the meaning of the existence of the chair is equals to it does not exist.
或者它的存在就等于不存在。没人要它。
Even it exists is like it does not exist because no one wants it.
但是椅子它不会痛苦了，是吧？我存在不存在，有没有人要我，它不痛苦啊，人痛苦。
The chair is not miserable whether it exists or not, but man will be miserable.
如果我们心中得不到某种认可，我们就看不到自己的价值，看不到自己的价值，我们就会想，那我存在的意义是什么呢？
If we cannot get certain recognition, we do not see our value. If we do not see our value, we will think about what's the meaning we exist.
就像小孩子的天性，他如果总是得不到父母的认可，那我还在这家当女儿当儿子干什么呢？
It's like the children, it's their instinct. If they do not receive the recognition from their parents, they will think about why they should live in that house.
包括父母对孩子也是就是一切都是为孩子，希望得到孩子的认可，结果孩子就是完全看不上，父母也觉得那我这样做意义何在呢？
Like parents, and they did everything for their children, and the children didn't show gratitude, and the parents will think about what's the meaning of me doing all these things.
我说了这么多其实呢，我相信我们每个人也都知道，这是我们人生一个很痛苦、很痛苦的一个，可以说一个根源，就是我们希望得到认可，但是呢，往往得不到，或者得到的也是一个短暂的。
And we're talking about so much, and the root of all this is that we are eager for recognition, but what we receive is usually short and temporary.
我就亲身经历一件事情给我非常的震撼，就是。有一个母亲为她的儿子可以说付出一切那真的就是为她儿子付出一切，结果等那个儿子成年了长大，这个儿子非常恨她的母亲。
I witnessed something that really shocked me, that a mother has paid a lot of everything for his son, but when his son grew up, he actually hated his mother.
这个儿子就说呢，我妈妈就是从来就没有让我有过自由他说我从来就没开心过。
He said that my mother has taken away all the freedom from me. I've never been happy.
他妈妈后来他妈妈就心里当然是非常非常难过他妈妈做的这一切事情都希望得到儿子的认可，结果儿子却是这样的一个反应。
Of course, the mother was very sorrowful what she had done for her son, but received such a response from her son.
后来这个儿子成年了他就走了，离开父母，远走他乡去了。后来他妈妈又得了重病，没过多年久就去世了。
And the son grew up to be an adult, and he left her the house and went to live in a faraway place, and her mother was sick and died after a few years.
当然我也看到了，就是有的孩子啊，他一直希望得到父母的认可，结果他总是得不到父母的认可，那这个孩子也非常的痛苦。那么有一天，当父母慢慢老去离开，孩子也不知道我活着为什么。
And I also see some children, and they have been living to reach the expectations of their parents, and they didn't actually receive some recognition from their parents. And when their parents passed away, they suddenly do not know why they should leave.
我们也都知道，主耶稣曾经得到以色列人非常大的拥戴和称赞，但是没过几天，这些人又喊钉死耶稣，钉死耶稣。
We know that the Lord Jesus was welcomed and honored by some people, but after a few days, these same people crucified him.
那么在二战的时候啊，这个英国首相他有一次，丘吉尔他有一次发表演讲。
During the Second World War, the British Prime Minister Churchill had a speech.
那伦敦居民非常的受鼓舞，非常的欢迎，好多万人聚集在这里来听首相的演讲。
And London citizens, and they were encouraged, and tens of thousands of people came together to listen to his speech.
然后旁边的人就告诉丘吉尔，他说：“你看，你多么受英国人的欢迎啊！”
And other people told Churchill, "See how you are welcomed by the London citizens."
后来丘吉尔就说，他说有一天我被绞死了，来看的人更多。
And Churchill answered, "If one day I were to be hanged, and more people will come to watch it."
就是一方面，我们每个人真的都是在追求得到某种认可，但是我们又看到，其实往往得到从人来的认可，其实是虚空短暂，甚至会带来许多的愁苦的。
On one hand, every one of us are eager to get some recognition from others, but on the other hand, we saw that the recognition from people are usually short and temporary, even sometimes bring us trouble or sorrows.
那我们到底在追求什么呢？追求谁的认可？就是我们追求神的认可。
And whose recognition are we?Really seeking, actually, we are seeking God's recognition.
造物啊，被造物，被造物，最深的渴望，最深的渴望，作为人呐、有灵魂的人，被造物最深的渴望，渴望造我的那一位，他认可我。
The most desires of the human beings as a creature is to get the recognition from the Creator.
所以我们人的天性呢，我们从小时候天性，我们还是渴望父母的认可，因为我们父母他生了我，是不是？他把我带到这个世界上来，我们希望，我们得到我们父母的认可，这是我们的天性。
So by our instinct and by nature, when we are small, we like to get the recognition from our parents because they give birth to me.
但是我们慢慢就会发现我们最终渴望的那不仅仅是父母了，我们最终渴望的还是造我的那一位造物主上帝对我的认可。上帝对我的认可是什么？就是称义。上帝接纳我，上帝认可我。
Gradually we realize that our most desire is to get the recognition from God, the Creator, and that is actually justification.
当我们能够被上帝称义，那我们在这个世界上，我们就是一个最喜乐、最不受捆绑这样的一个自由喜乐的人，因为我们不再去追求那些虚空的是否被认可了。
We are justified by God, and we are the most joyful person in the world. We are free without any bondage, and we do not seek anything in this world.
我会花好几次的时间来思想这个因信称义的真理。那么今天这是第一次啊，所以我们会花很多的时间来思想，我们到底为什么需要称义。
I will spend several Sundays to talk about the truth of justification, and today it is the first time.
因为很多人觉得我不需要被上帝称义，我根本不关心这件事情。
Some people think that they do not need to be justified, they don't care about it.
但是我只是想告诉大家，你关心的。
I want to tell you, actually, you care about them.
这是你灵魂中最深最深的渴望，每一个人心中最深最深的渴望。你可能只是没有清楚的看到，你其实每一个人都在追求得到某种认可。
It is the deepest desire in your heart, in your soul, but you may not notice, but it is most important.
然后真正我们最渴望、最应该得到的就是我的造物主，他接纳我了。他认可我了，或者我被神称义了。
Our most desire is to get the recognition from our Creator to be justified by God.
那么这个躁动不安的灵魂呐、啊，这颗心呐、啊，才真正的安息、喜乐、满足起来。要不然这个心总是在那里跳来跳去、跳来跳去，要希望得到某种认可，讨好一下这个人，取悦一下那个人。
Then, when we are justified by God, our unrestful hearts will have rest and joy. And if not, then we are always troubled to seek some recognition from certain people.
那么大家可以看到屏幕上的经文啊，我给大家把这段经文读一下。这段经文说的就是亚当夏娃他们生的两个孩子来到神的面前，献上礼物供物。
Read your scriptures on the screen. The verses talk about Adam and Eve's two sons and the offer sacrifice to God.
大家看到屏幕的经文，我给大家读一下。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子。”又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来就打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。这是圣经记载，人第一次向神献上礼物。
This is it was recorded in the Bible the first time that man offered sacrifices to God.
这也记载人的第一次谋杀。
This is also a record of the first murder.
我们会看到这兄弟两个啊，他们都是自己的劳动所得，他们是献给神，他没有献给自己的父母。
We notice that these two brothers both offer sacrifices from their labor, and they didn't offer sacrifices to their parents.
我们在座的弟兄姊妹啊，你如果工作哈，你第一天上班拿到工资，你会不会给你父母包个红包啊？
The brothers and sisters, when you begin to work the first salary, would you to give some money to your parents?
可能好多人会这样做哈。
Many people probably do that.
这兄弟两个挺有意思啊，他们田间的出产，他们第一个不是给父母啊，第一个是给神。
But these two brothers, when they harvested from their labor, they didn't offer it to their parents, but to God.
他难道不需要得到父母的称赞，不需要得到父母的认可吗？他们其实最渴望得到神的接纳，神的认可。
Didn't they want to get some approval or recognition from their parents, but actually they most desire to get the recognition from God.
其实这兄弟俩的举动啊，表达人心中最深的渴望。我们不仅仅就是我们的父母认可我，因为我们也会看到我们父母他们身上也有很多很多的缺点。
And this, what these two brothers did shows our deepest desire in our heart. Not only we want to get approval and recognition from God.
当我们越来越成长，越来越接近光，或者认识光，接近真理，我们越来越会看见，不仅我们是自己是罪人，我们的父母也是罪人。
And when we grow and we united by the light, and we find that not only we are sinners, our parents are sinners.
一个罪人得到另外一个罪人的认可，有多大意义呢？
What's the meaning of a sinner get approval or recognized by another sinner?
一个被造物得到另外一个被造物的认可，到底有多么大的意义呢？我不说一点意义没有啊，但是要有多么大的意义呢？
What's the value of one creature being recognized by another creature?
所以真正对我们来说最重要就是我作为一个被造物，我得到我造物主的认可。
So most important thing for our creator is to get a recognition from the creator.
而那么该隐没有得到了，我们看到该隐没有得到上帝的认可和接纳，该隐非常的痛苦。
Cain did not receive the recognition and acceptance from the Creator, from God, and he was very miserable.
啊，他痛苦给他带来了愤怒，带来了嫉妒，结果他居然就把自己的亲弟弟都杀。
And it led to his anger and jealousy, and he even killed his own brother.
当然，这个结果是非常悲惨，但这他后面的举动也证明，那这样的人真的是不能被上帝认可和接纳。
It's a tragic, result, but later we know that it proves that this kind of person could not be recognized and accepted by God.
那么，该隐呢？他的兄弟亚伯就死了。那么就该隐了，该隐其实他就成为很多人的一个代表，就是得不到上帝的认可，他干脆就远离上帝了。
And Cain's brother Abel died, and Cain became a representation of those who could not get the approval of God, and he just left God.
那么圣经也告诉我们，我们每个人没有办法靠我自己能够被上帝接纳，被上帝认可，或者说被上帝称义，靠我们自己完全做不到。
The Bible tells us by ourselves we can never get recognition from God or justified by God.
因为我们的罪把我们与神隔绝了。
Because our sin separated us from God.
无罪圣洁的上帝是绝对不可能接纳一个有罪的罪人的。
Sinless and holy God can never accept a sinful person.
罗马书三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，这个都字就包括所有人，没有例外，所有的。
Romans 3:23 said, "For all have sinned." This word "all" includes all people.
啊，不仅是东南西北，也包括古往今来。
People from everywhere or from past, present, or future.
而且犯了罪是一个事实，这个事实是改变不了了。
And they have sinned. It's a fact that cannot be changed.
啊，那有人就会说，那还没生出来的人，他们的罪在哪里呢？
And some people argue that those who are yet to be born, about their sin.
啊，他那个罪的本性在那个地方，生出来之后，他还会犯罪。
It's a sinful nature, and when he is born, he has the sinful nature.
每一个人撒谎，小朋友撒谎都不需要别人教他的，他就会的。
All the people, all the kids, when they lie, they do not need to be taught.
啊，你在那里想半天，哎呀，他是看了什么东西啊，在哪里学坏的呀？是不是要给他换学校啊？这人想想东想西没用，这是人罪人的天性。
You thinking that where did he learn to lie? Whether the school do not need to transfer into another school? No, it's actually the nature.
每个人的自私贪婪都不用谁去教他，他就是这样。
The greed and lust of everyone, no one need to be taught.
你看那个小 baby 小婴儿，他有一点不舒服，有一点饿，他马上立刻就哭，立刻就闹，他从来不会考虑爸爸妈妈工作一天了好辛苦，不会的。
See,
他的世界就是他自己中心。
So the little baby, when he or she feels uncomfortable, he will cries out, and they will never consider whether their parents are tired or not.
对于小 baby 啊，小婴儿，你可能觉得，哎呀，这不是罪啊，就是很可爱。但是他的这个罪性在他里面，他长大了，他还这样。
You think that the little baby that is so lovely, it's not sin, but when he grows up and the simple nature is will still remain the same.
所以这就是世人都犯了罪，这不仅仅是一个罪的行为，而是一个不可改变的一个事实，就是我们罪的本性。这个本性在这个地方，它无论怎么样行出来或者不行出来，这是改变不了的。有机会他就会犯罪。
So when all have sinned, it's not that simply the sinful behavior, it's just a sinful nature. The nature is that when we have opportunity, we will sin.
啊，所以神他就不看人的行为，他就白白的让那些信耶稣的人称义。
So God does not look at the works of men. He will freely justify those who believe in Lord Jesus.
我们每个主日呢，我们都会有年轻人或者小朋友来跟我们来宣读小要理问答，或是你的小要理问答。
Every Sunday we'll have a youth to read the Westminster Short Catechism.
那么在牧师敏子这个大要理问答的第七十问，他是问什么是称义，就是我们今天来讨论什么是称义，被上帝称义。
The Westminster Larger Catechism taught in the 70s question is talk about what is justification.
他的答案是这样，他说称义完全是神的作为，他白白的把恩典就给到罪人了。
Justification is an act of God's free grace unto sinners.
赦免他们的罪，接纳他们，或者说认可他们，并在神的眼中看他们是无罪的义人。
He pardons all their sins, accepts and accounts their persons righteous in His sight.
并不是因为他们自己有什么好的地方，也不是因为他们做了什么好的事情。
Not for anything wrought in them or done by them.
而唯独是因为主耶稣基督完美的顺服和完美的补偿，神就算在这些信耶稣的人身上。
But only for the perfect obedience and full satisfaction of Christ by God imputed to them.
唯独借着信心才能得到这样白白称义的恩典。
And received by faith alone.
所以在这个回复当中呢，列出了几个动词、动作。
In this answer, it lists a few verbs.
那么这个动作都是上帝发出的，上帝饶恕，上帝接纳，上帝归算。
It's all actions by God. God pardons, God accepts, God accounts.
然后对人的动作就一个，就是领受。
And for the man, there is only one action, is to receive.
所以这个恩典我们可以得到，完全是神的作为，我们所做的就是接受。
We can receive this grace, but this is all done by God. What we can do is to receive.
那么怎么得到这样的恩典呢？借着信心。
How can we receive such grace by faith?
我们要说，不是我们的信心拯救了我们，不是。
Not our faith saved us.
是恩典拯救了我。
Grace saved us.
恩典拯救了我，所以我们连我们的信心我们都不能用来夸口，好像我信我了不起，你不信你有罪，不是这样的，就是连信心都不能夸口，因为信心不能救我。
We cannot boast our faith. It's not because I believe and I am sinless and you do not believe you are sinful. It's not even faith we cannot boast.
是恩典救了我。
Grace saved us.
有人打这样的一个比喻，他说恩典是水，水能救那个干渴的人。
Some people give such an illustration that grace is like water. Water can save those thirsty.
信心是管道，信心可以把这个水带到那个干渴的人那里去。
A faith is like a pipe. The pipe can bring the water to those thirsty.
你光有管道没有水，你还是渴死了。
If there is only pipe and no water, the people still thirsty.
所以真正救我们的是恩典。
So it is the grace that saved us.
那圣经更是告诉我们，哪怕我们得到恩典的信心，都是上帝赐给我的。
The Bible tells us that faith is also a gift from God.
好，我们今天呢，就因信称义的真理呢，我们花很多的时间来思想。称义为什么重要？
We spend a lot of time on the truth of justification by faith. That's why justification is very important.
然后呢，我们也来思想，我们被上帝所称义，完全是上帝就白白给我们。我们仅仅是相信耶稣基督，我们就白白的被上帝称义。
Justified by God, it is a grace given to us freely, just because we believe in the Lord Jesus and we are justified freely.
我们在接下来呢，主日呢，我们还会继续来思想因信称义，我们会思想上帝的公义和他的慈爱怜悯是怎样在因信称义上面可以体现的。
And in the next few Sundays, we'll continue to talk about justification by faith. We'll see how the just and righteousness and the mercy of God, how those are demonstrated in justification by faith.
但最后呢，我们想提醒我们每一个信靠耶稣能得救的人，一个对于我们来说最危险的事情，最危险的倾向是什么呢？就是我们忘记了，或者是轻看了因信称义的真理。
And last, I want to remind every one of us who have received the grace that most dangerous thing we usually make is we forget about the grace we have received.
慢慢的我们就看我们自己的行为，看我们自己的好行为，慢慢的就觉得啊，我得救好像我自己还是有点本钱吧，慢慢就会这样想，这就是忘记因信称义的真理，忘记我们能够被上帝称义完全是神的恩典，不是我们的行为。
Gradually, we will look at our own works and think that we are saved probably through some of our good deeds. And this is to forget about the grace of justification by faith.
甚至有时候我们会对人说，啊，你要顺服啊，你要听话呀，啊，上帝才爱你啊。其实这些话都是不准确的。
Sometimes we even say to some people, you should be obedient, you should be good, and then God will love you, and this is not right.
上帝爱人是人在罪人的时候上帝就爱人了。
God loves us while we are still sinners.
哪怕我们的听话，我们的顺服，我们的好行为，也不可能来换取上帝来对我赦免我的罪。
Even we are obedient, we are good, we have good deeds, they will not be exchanged for the grace of God.
我很喜欢的一个牧师啊，康莱昌牧师啊，就弟兄姊妹有兴趣的话或者熟悉的话，也可以再去找一找他的书来看啊。康莱昌牧师其实是我很喜欢他的。那他曾经讲过一句话，就是我觉得很挑战人啊。
One of my favorite pastor, Kang Lai Chang, and he has said something that is very challenging.
他说，忘记因信称义，忘记上帝的恩典，比那吃喝嫖赌、婚外情、牧师贪财好色还要危险。
He said justification by forgetting about the truth of justification by faith, or forgetting about the grace of God is even more dangerous than the adultery and sexual adultery and lust, those things.
他说他我一看哇，这么坏，这个牧师这么坏，结果那个康乃昌说，他如果忘记了应承力，那就更坏啊。
You probably say that some pastors did those terrible things, his evil and the Pastor Kang Lai Chang said, if you forget about the grace of God and forget about justification by faith, it's even more terrible.
他说为什么这样呢？就是你犯那些罪啊，什么贪财好色啊，什么甚至吃喝嫖赌，你知道那是罪，人家也都知道这就是罪。
He said that if you commit sins like the drunkery, bribes, and adultery, lust, and you would realize and those are sins.
所以就像那个先知拿单指出大卫的罪，那个奸淫啊，那个大卫一听，那就是我的罪啊，无可推诿，就是罪啊。
Just like the prophet Nathan, when he pointed out David's sin that he did committed adultery, and David realized immediately it's my sin, I have sinned.
但是忘记了因信称义，人们往往没有察觉他是多么的危险和可怕，不认为他是多么可怕的罪。
But people hardly notice things like forgetting about justification by faith, would think that it's nothing important.
然后他就越来越觉得啊，我能够得救，那我一定有什么好的地方；我能够得救，我一定有什么好的行为啊。然后别人啊，他肯定不如我。那么就会是这样，结果越是这样，越是不认识耶稣基督，越是忘记耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Gradually, they will think that they are saved because they have some good deeds, they have something good, and they are better. better than others. And the more they think this way, and they will forget about the grace of the Lord Jesus.
到最后呢，不需要耶稣了，不需要上帝了。
And they do not know the Lord Jesus, and they think that they no longer need God and the Lord Jesus.
那么耶稣曾经说过，有些人就是这个样子啊，来到天国门口说：“你看，我们有很多很多的好行为，我们奉耶稣的名做这个做那个。”结果耶稣说：“我不认识你们这些人。”
Jesus has talked about such people when they come to the door of heaven and said, "I have done many such things and that I have a lot of good works." But Jesus said, "I do not know you."
那这些人记得的就是自己的功劳、自己的行为，忘记的就是耶稣的救赎、耶稣的恩典。
What those people remembered is their own good works and merits, and what they forgot about is what the grace of the Lord Jesus, what Jesus have done for them.
这才是最可怕、最危险的事情，就是人不认为他是罪，但是他是最可怕的罪。
This is the most terrible sin. Is people you don't regard them as sin, but this most terrible sin.
好，我们今天来思想一定称义。就是我们首先知道我们真的是需要被上帝接纳，被上帝认可，这是我们每一个被造物内心最深的渴望。要不然你的灵魂在这个世界上就是四处流浪没有归宿的一个很孤独的一个失丧的灵魂。
Today we talk about justification by faith, and we say that as a creature, our most desire is to be recognized and accepted by God. Otherwise, we will be like a person without a home.
然后呢，我们靠我们自己，我们无法得到上帝的称义，无法被上帝接纳和认可。
And by ourselves, we cannot justify it and accept it by God.
结果上帝呢，就白白的称那些信耶稣的人。为义就接纳。
God freely justifies those who believe in the Lord Jesus and accepts them.
所以，我们今天如果我们是信靠耶稣的人，我们要知道，我们能够成为神的儿女，我们在上帝眼中不再是罪人，完完全全是神的恩典，不是我自己有什么好的地方。
So today, when we believe in the Lord Jesus and we know that we are children of God, we are no longer sinless in the eyes of God, not because of our own works, but by the grace of God.
如果我们有一天忘记这个应许称义的真理，我得救完全是靠恩典，这对于我们来说，这是最可怕、最可怕的事情了。
If one day we forget about the grace and the truth of justification by faith, and that's the most terrible thing for us.
好，我们最后我们大家一起起立，我们来读几处圣经的经文。那么如果有弟兄姊妹身体不太舒服呢，也都可以坐着来读哈。
Finally, let's all stand up and read a few scriptures. And if you do not feel well, you can remain seated.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们来读罗马书三章，我们从22节读到24节，22节起。就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切信他的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。现在你们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你，你在我们还是罪人的时候，你就爱我们。
And thank you that while we are still sinners, you loved us.
在我们身上还没有任何好的地方，没有任何好行为的时候，你就爱我们。你甚至赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
While we do not have any good works, you loved us, and you sent your only begotten Son to save us.
你赐给我们这些蒙了得救的人一个得救的信心，让我们紧紧靠着相信主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免，罪得洁净。
You give us a saving faith that by believing what the Lord Jesus have accomplished on the cross and our sins are forgiven and cleansed.
我们没有任何的功劳，我们没有任何值得夸口的地方，神你就白白的把他恩典赐给我们这信靠耶稣的人。
We do not have any good works. We do not have anything we can boast. But you freely gave the grace to us who believe in Him. Not you.
啊，因为圣灵将神的话语光照给我们，也是刻在我们的心板上面，让我们永远啊不要忘记这因信称义的真理。永远不要忘记，我们能够得救，完全是神的恩典。
The Holy Spirit enlighten us, carve your words into our hearts so that we will never forget about the truth of justification by faith, that we are saved by your grace alone.
啊，我愿意啊，如果我们今天还有在我们当中还有不认识耶稣基督、没有信靠耶稣基督的人，我们愿圣灵也在他们心里做工。
We pray that if in our presence there are still people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus, may the Holy Spirit walk among them.
我们每一个人有一个最终会有一个时刻，我们会来到造我们的造物主面前。
Every one of us, we have to face that moment. We come to face our Creator.
愿我们还没有来到那个时刻的时候。愿圣灵在我们的心中，让我们能够信靠主耶稣基督，能够成为被神所称义的人。
Before that moment comes, may we believe in the Lord Jesus and be justified by God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，今天我们的信息就到这里。
感谢福音弟兄带给我们从十二人的信息，我们接下来用一首诗歌来回应他，我们唱一下。